Hi guys, welcome to At the Dinner Table. Sitting here having good conversation with people who love to do what they do as much as I do. I am Bert Dumas, I am a chef, I am a foodie, and while some eat to live, I live to eat. I'm here to share my passion just with you. So, I don't know if you guys knew, I'm pretty sure you kind of clued in from one of the other episodes, but I'm married. And I find it necessary, and I'm sure my wife does as well, to keep the love alive, to say the least. Well, everyone who's ever been married kind of tells us, or tells everyone on the way in, marriage is hard work. They always say that, right? Well, joining me today is my beautiful wife, Halima.
Hi!
And we're going to share our experience with dating as a married couple. It's necessity. It is, so...
So, yes, we're going to have a late night date night series that we'll do every once in a while. And it's mostly an excuse for Bert to take me on dates and us to talk about it.
But can also you tell this was her idea?
But also to discuss favorite restaurants we've recently gone to, or, you know, dating tips we have, or to talk about great meals we've made together. Just a time for me and my husband to get on here and talk about what we love the most, which is food.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So before we move on, I definitely want to thank all the listeners and let you know I'm truly appreciative for your time and the time you spend listening to me rant and rave about every little thing kitchen related and now late night date night related. So all right, well, let's hop in. I mean, we've been married now for 3 years as of June 24th 2015. It's kind of crazy.
2012, babe.
No, as of 2015, we've been married for 3 years.
Oh, right.
See, it never stops, guys. It never stops. But needless to say, we are always trying to conjure up new ways to, I don't know, have a date night. I mean, between kids and work and chores, and the list is endless, but I mean, it's a little tough to kind of squeeze in time aside from laying our heads next to each other every night. So for all you married folk listening, I'm sure you can attest to the same issues, you know, and it's hard, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to share what the scientists and marriage experts have to say. Yeah. And what they have said about dating as a married couple. But we've also got some ideas of our own and how we kind of keep it fresh or struggle to keep it fresh. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. So it is always a work in progress. And that's what it is. It's the hard work of marriage. So, but no worries, we're going to keep it clean. So my mama's listening. And I think her mama's listening too, so
probably
so, and grandmom and all those. So, you know, we're gonna keep it clean, but we definitely want to, you know, chat with you guys and tell you kind of how we do it. All right, so we got some notes here you know, about, I guess, what the scientists say. The scientists related to like brain chemicals and all that stuff, and they've done experiments on, you know, going out and just how pleasant a marriage is once people continue to date after they're married. You know, once you stand in front of all those people or the justice of the peace, depending on how big or small you did it, you know, you can't just let it go. You know, you can't forget that the person beside you is still, you know, ride or die with you. So, with those vows definitely come a commitment to keep the spice alive, right? A lot of them say, don't plan, just do. Now, depending on who you ask, sometimes that's not always the easiest thing. You got to plan, because if you plan, then you're kind of forcing yourself to go. If you don't plan, you're leaving chance, you know, to kind of rule the whole date night.
Yes, and I'm a planner, so I'd rather plan it out, even though my husband likes to surprise, which he says, the experts say, is an excellent way to keep the spice alive.
It is. She just doesn't like surprises.
I do. I like surprises,
You're right. She likes surprises, but she doesn't like leading up to the time leading up to the surprise. She likes to know all the details.
No, I just want hints.
Yeah, so she can figure it out ahead of time, which then ruins the surprise. So
I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So But I mean, what we tend to do, guys, again, and the marriage experts say the same. We're always going to dinner and a movie, right? That's the go-to for date night. It's easy to get away. We have to eat. We always want to see a movie that's not G or PG, right? And we definitely can't bring the kids to see that.
Well, Bert actually does love G and PG movies.
Is that a crime?
But I could do without. And I could do with one movie that has PG-13 or rated R next to it.
True. I can too. But it's only so much gore I can take.
I don't even like gore. I like romantic comedies. I like some drama, suspense. Okay, everything except Disney. I like Disney. Just, you know, on a date, do we have to do Disney?
Although she did enjoy the movie Inside Out.
It was awesome.
And I think anyone who has a chance to see it should go. It was an awesome movie. And it really touched on a lot of points and even conjured up some good conversation afterwards.
Yeah, but we're not talking about kid movie night. We're talking about date night.
Not, but still. It was a date night for us. Even though we had the
movie with the kid in between.
Exactly. So like I said, we begin to plan our date nights out. And not so much date nights. I mean, we still struggle with having a date night. During the summer, it's fairly easy. Our son goes away to Florida, you know, for the summer. Lucky us. But, you know, it's still tough, you know, just to kind of plan on the weekends and whatnot, trying to fit everything in, especially being a chef. I tend to work weekends. I tend to work weekend days and weekend nights sometimes, and even weekday nights. So, you know, we squeeze it in when we can. That's not to say that you guys can't. So we tend to, well, we do call what? Teenage loving?
I thought you were.
We are keeping it clean. Yeah. But teenage loving, you know, it's, you know, cuddling, sneaking in kisses, holding hands. I don't know, reliving moments, you know, like the moments when we first started, you know, we were fresh. I don't know if that works for her, but it worked for me, you know. You know, grabbing tushes, you know, every once in a while I'll cop a squeeze, you know, in public. I don't know if she appreciates it, but I like it. You know, flirting.
All right.
See, she's blushing. It's working. So so try it out. I mean, it definitely works. That's just what we do. But what do you have to say? What do you think? What do you think they could do to keep the spice alive?
I definitely, like you said, doing surprises, even if someone wants lots of hints, but also, you know, trying new things, going to not just new restaurants or just trying something new, like doing mini golf if nobody else has done mini golf, or rock climbing if you're into that, or, you know, going to some place that you've been wanting to go together that you've never been to before. It doesn't have to be far away. It can be somewhere close in town that you just like, oh, I've been hearing a lot about this place. Let's go and check it out, whether it be the sculpture garden or anything. But just try something new and try it together. And that way you have this common experience that you can look back on. I think that's always a good idea as well.
Agreed. And to back that up, the experts say, have a game night. You know, that kind of falls in line with that. But, I mean, the big thing is just be kids again. You know, they want you to have, like, that childlike innocence. And just be able to look at life in a different way, be a little bit more imaginative.
They also say that you should refrain from talking about finances, kids, work trouble, and all of that stuff when you're on dates.
All the usual conversations are big, no. Okay? So don't talk about it. Leave it for another day. Set another time to talk about that stuff, right? Sometimes that could be a stress point and cause for a bigger heated discussion. So this is not what this is about. This is about keeping the spark alive.
We have ruined some date nights that way.
Yes, we have. They also say conduct an interview.
Oh.
Yeah. like you get different questions that you've never asked your spouse before. I think some of the ideas that they had were, or some of the questions they had was like, what was it? You know, if we were to, or if you were to move to a new place, if you had your choice, what would it be?
And, kind of like that book we did before we got married, like 1,000 or oh, was yeah, like 100 yeah. questions to ask before you marry each other, or something exactly. like that. That was really good. And it we was. Would do those questions on the road. We would do them at dinner.
People thought we were crazy.
We would just ask each other. And it was very eye-opening. There are questions in there that we would never have thought to ask each other. No, but, that's true. It was fun to hear your responses and your take on it. So that was pretty cool.
That's cool. That is cool. And then they say cook together. That's a big one that we don't necessarily do enough. I mean,
well, I like to be your sous chef.
True. But I don't always like to cook at home. You know, they say about the cobbler's son.
Yeah, but, you know, one thing is cooking at home, one, we have more control of what's going in the food, which we're trying to be better about eating better food.
True.
And, you know, in the restaurant. More
biscuits in my basket than I like here to count.
And, you know, they throw a lot of butter in all of that food. But, oh, two.
It's so good.
Two, we could try new recipes and do new things without going out, and not all the time that we have access to those types of restaurants that we would like to try right here in our neighborhood anyway. So cooking at home is fun.
Cooking at home is fun.
But yes, he does not like to cook as much at home because he does it all day. But it's
doesn't
pretty
have to
sexy.
Be at home. It doesn't have to be at home. It can be at a venue. It can be with friends. I mean, if you did a double date or something like that, just as long as you cook together.
That's true.
Yeah. It's about teamwork.
Yeah.
You know.
But cooking at home is truly something you could do as a late night date night. Once the kids go to sleep, you cook to you would have cooked their dinner anyway, but you cook their dinner, sit them down, let them have their dinner, put them to bed, and then you guys cook something together and eat together, light some candles, pour some wine, and there's a date night without having to pay for a babysitter or worry about what you're going to do with the kids or how late you can be out. Or how much you can drink because you're already at home.
Funny story later about drinking. But I like that idea. And why haven't we done this?
Because you like to sleep.
Well, true. I like to sleep after work. So learn something together, guys. I mean, it doesn't have to be just cooking. You know, you can cook something that you've never cooked before. You can do pottery, salsa classes.
Ooh, the paint.
Oh yeah, paint. Well, not paint by number, but you know.
That's what I was
brush
gonna
and
say.
Blush type.
Yeah,
thing.
Like paint and sip, whatever they call it. Yeah, those are fun.
Sip and dip, something like that.
I don't think that's right.
I know, and then they just want you guys to play together. I know that what we do, we have like a game that we play in bed at night. It's called Name That Song or Name That Tune.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I like to play it. Me and my family like to play it, and apparently, according to Bert, we don't play it very well, but we understand what we're
Murders
saying.
Murders the songs.
Whatever.
But, and then they say I put in too many tunes.
Oh, he
too many notes.
Too musical with it. You have to keep it basic.
But, you know, we do it. It's fun. It definitely gets us laughing, because neither of us guess the songs that the other is humming or whistling or whatever, but you know, it's always good, you know, to think what actually you're singing or humming. I don't know, it just sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it definitely gets the laughs going, and you know, you can go to sleep happy. We also do, I don't know if you guys have ever seen like Pitch Perfect, but you know how they had like the cutoff scene with the music and it matched the words. We did that the other night with poems.
Oh yeah,
with the words.
Was it poems?
Well, we made poems, like rhyming.
Oh, yeah, we were doing like freestyle poems, like freestyle raps, kind of.
Matching the last word or matching the last word that the other person was saying. That was kind of fun.
That was fun. Yeah. We should do that again.
Wait, although she didn't know how to cut it off. She just kept going and rhyming over and over.
Well, you like, all of a sudden wanted to cut it off. I was still playing.
I was done. Some of her rhymes were a little corny.
That doesn't mean you cut it off. That's rude.
No, it wasn't. Hey, what can I say? So, and then also, 36 Kisses.
Oh, I haven't heard of this.
Yeah, it's a new one. I haven't heard of it either until I read it. But they want you, there's 36 different kisses. And they say, try to master all of the kisses. Mm-hmm. So, I have a list. I'll put it online for you guys in the post-show notes.
Let's see, this doesn't sound PG.
No. I didn't go through the whole list. I just saw the 36 kisses. Yeah, you might want to read it first. I'm sure. But, you know, like I said, keep it light. Always flirt with each other. We used to do that a lot in our younger years with the at the club or the bar.
Yeah. Role play.
Yeah. Walking in, it's like, well, hey, how you doing? What your name is? things like that. Other people think it's cute, but you do too. You know, then you can kind of see who walks up on you. It's always interesting to see what other dudes walk up on my wife at the bar.
It's embarrassing.
I try not to be too embarrassing. But take turns planning as well, right? We also take turns planning date nights and anniversaries and stuff like that. It forces you to sharpen those planning skills and get in touch with the romantic side, if you have one. I don't know, maybe. Some people just don't have that romantic touch. I can name a few off the top of my head, but I won't say. No, not you.
Oh. No. I was about to say, I thought I was super romantic.
You are. But it also kind of adds it to the chore list, so you guys got to do it. You know, remember, we take it back to that don't plan, just do. Don't do that. Actually, plan it out, and it kind of creates something for you to do. So, cool. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we're actually going to share some of the things that we did on our anniversary this year with you guys. So, we'll see you in a few.
It makes any difference. I still love you, girl. You're my weakness. You change my world. Share my life. Trust in me. You're all I want. Everything I need. Ooh, baby. Makes any difference. I give you all my heart. Girl, my sun sets anywhere you are. Maybe I'm a dreamer. You're still my queen. Your love's like a river, girl. Running right through me. Share my life. Share. Hey, girl. Life. You can trust in me. Trust. Baby. Me, girl. You're all I want. You're all. Hey, girl. Yeah, everything I need.
You're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you in my world.
Share my life, baby.
Share.
Hey, girl. You can trust in me, girl.
Trust.
Welcome. If you're just joining us, I have my beautiful wife Halima here.
Hi, guys.
And we're discussing late night date night ideas and reviews and stuff like that of places that we've gone and frequented, you know, just food and whatnot. I hope you guys enjoyed the song. That was actually our wedding song. We have a whole story behind it, but, you know, no time for that right now. But, let's get back to it. We were talking about taking turns planning anniversaries and date nights and whatnot. And this year was my turn to plan an anniversary. And let me tell you, I had it all planned out. A la minute. To the minute. And as it'll go, plans were adjusted.
Yeah, so it wasn't exactly the anniversary trip we had in mind. Yeah. So usually our anniversary is June 24th, and it is right after school lets out. So it so happens that we've always been on our own for our anniversary. Either Khalil has left weeks beforehand or a couple days beforehand, now that we're in the north, to get out so late. Well, this year he got out of school the day before our anniversary. So we booked his flight the day of the last day of school. We ran to the airport, we get there, we stand in line, and while we're in line,
in Philly, mind you,
in Philadelphia, while we're in line, I noticed, oh, the flight was delayed. And it's like, oh god, the flight's delayed. And I look up at Bert and he's looking like, oh god, I have all these plans, I can't adjust them. I was like, oh, it's just a delayed flight, don't worry about it, we can move things back. You know, I was in a very laid back mode, which is not my norm.
No.
And then a couple minutes later, get another email, flight is delayed even later. And I was like, gosh, now I'm starting to stress out. Okay, what does this mean? Can we even go on our trip? You know, is it possible? Then we get to the calendar and they were like, oh, we're not taking unaccompanied minors today because of a storm. And, you know, there's no guarantee that anybody will get out tonight. So we're just cutting off unaccompanied minors. Then we started really freaking out.
I actually think I got two more grays somewhere.
Yes, his face went from straight, okay, I can deal with this, to what? Oh, my God, I have this whole trip planned. What am I going to do? So then, you know, we just decided we're going to have to take him with us. So our anniversary trip for two turned into an anniversary trip for three. But Bert made it work.
So we went to Atlantic City. Atlantic City has stuff for kids to do, but it's not the most kid friendly.
And your itinerary wasn't kid friendly at all.
My itinerary
you
was
had
not.
To call everybody and get your reservations changed for everything.
I did. I did. But, you know, we had fun. He had fun. And that's what counts.
Yes. Anniversary trip turned into family trip.
It did. So, you know, hey, we celebrated our 3-year mark with
the Munchkin. I think he cursed us because when we were telling him, oh, our anniversary is the day after you leave, he said, oh, I wish I could be there with you guys to celebrate your anniversary.
His diabolical plan worked.
We said, but you can Skype in. Of course, a couple weeks later, his true plan came out. Mm-hmm.
So we went to a couple of different places while we were there. I try to find different food spots or local food spots or at least popular food spots that people like to frequent when they're in their respective places. So because we were in Atlantic City, of course, we had to try a whole bunch of stuff. So
yeah, and we like to do like things mostly off the beaten path. I mean, of course, some amazing touristy places too, but generally we like to find the hole in the wall places that, you know, locals, as Bird said, locals recommend, or just try different things. We are not afraid to get out of the comfort zone.
No, not at all. Not at all. So one of the places, or I guess the first place we went, what was it, dinner for the first night, we actually went to Doc's Oyster House.
Oh, that was really good. Really, really good. So I like raw oysters, and so they had a raw oyster bar. Khalil did try one.
Oh, did he try one? They had this lady sitting at the bar.
Yeah, she was kind of flirting with him a little bit. She was like,
do you want to try one?
And he was like, okay, the brave soul that he is. And he put it in his mouth, and he was disgusted.
He's like, I can't swallow. I can't swallow. I'm like, you just got to pinch your nose, bro. Pinch your nose, and then you won't taste it. And
he ended up spitting like, it out.
I got to, you know. So, but, well, you know, we applaud him for trying. Yes. I wouldn't have done it. It was if I was his age. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I had the raw oysters. They were delicious. And yeah. What did you have for appetizer?
Clams Casino and Oyster Rockefeller.
Oyster Rockefeller. And there was something else on there. Oh, the grilled shrimp.
I gave that to the Munchkin.
Yeah. Everything was delicious. And then, oh my God, the halibut I had for an entree to die for. It was just so good. And it was in this like white wine broth with mushrooms and over a bed of spinach, and was plated so nicely, and the fish was so flaky. Ugh, so good.
It was carb friendly because there weren't many carbs.
There weren't many carbs, and I was glad because we had been kind of grabbing stuff on the road all day on our way to Atlantic City, especially after the hustle and bustle of having all the plans change. So I was glad to have a very light or carb free meal, but it was definitely I was not missing the carbs at all. It was so good. Mm-mm.
And I had the crab au gratin.
Oh, that was good.
It was good. It was good. If you like cheesy.
It was very cheesy.
It was good. You know, it had a little boat of crab au gratin, and then they had the baked potato where they served you sour cream tableside.
Yes, that was nice.
And the mixed vegetables were delicious as well.
That was. Yeah. And Khalil had the kids menu.
Yeah, fried shrimp platter.
Fried shrimp, but those shrimp were huge. Humongous. Yeah. And then the fries that they made were actually, they used the mandolin to make the fries, and so they were like really thin and crispy. He really liked them.
He enjoyed the crunchy ones.
He did. He really, really liked those. Oh, and then you introduced me to that beer. What was it called? I liked it a lot.
Magic Hat.
Magic Hat.
It's not a new beer.
I mean, it's not new. It was new for me. It was good. Yeah. It was very, very good. So overall, that was a very good dinner.
It was. And the place itself is very, very nice. It's, I think, 4 generations in.
It's family. The same owner.
Yeah, family owners. They have another spot called Knife and Fork Inn in Atlantic City. But, you know, it's very fine dining-esque, you know. If it would be a place where if you wanted to come with your family, you can do that. But if you wanted to dress up and make a night of it, you can definitely do that, too. So
yeah, I felt like all the places we went to, like, you could be dressed up and nobody would look at you crazy, but you could be dressed down, not like straight off the beach in flip-flops, but dressed down in like some khakis or like a nice just play nice dress
shorts or something. Yeah.
And not be out of, you know, look out of the way either. So
true. And I mean, after that, I think we just went home. Well, to the hotel.
Yeah, we went to the hotel. The hotel was really nice. So he booked us at the resorts.
Resorts, casino, and hotel.
We are regretful that we didn't get to go to the casino, but we had
not one penny went into the slot machine.
It might have been good. We were striking out this week in terms of luck, so we probably would have just lost a lot of money.
True.
None of us are gamblers, big gamblers, but hey, when you're at the casino, as they say, when in Rome, do what the Romans do.
Exactly. And so the next morning we went to Gilcrest.
It was offshore. Our anniversary.
It was. And Gilcrest is known for their breakfast. I think they're only open from
9
a.m.
I think you said 6 to 2.
Was it 6 a.m.?
I don't remember. But it's on the marina. And it's really in this like kind of like not warehouse district, but docking district and very commercial area. Very commercial area, lots of boats coming in and out with seafood and other things, but it was very, very beautiful as well. But they were
another family-owned place.
Is it family-owned?
It's family-owned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were very nice and very attentive, and the food was great. The food was very, very good.
It was. The pancakes were awesome.
Yes, we all got different pancakes. I got the blueberry pancakes. Khalil got
which they're known for.
Yes, they are very much known for. There, Khalil got what? Did you get banana?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, okay. Khalil got chocolate chip. Of course, he always does. And Bert, you got banana pancakes, yeah. And then we all had our eggs different too. Like I had regular scrambled. Khalil had over medium because he's so sophisticated now. He eats over medium eggs. And you had scrambled with cheese. And
it came out very quickly.
It was good. The service was good. Oh, I had the fresh squeezed lemon. Orange juice. That was delicious as well. Very, very good. And just to sit there by the marina and like watch the pretty birds come through.
Oh, and they had grits. As a true Southern boy.
Of course. He likes grits.
You know.
Of course, see, they didn't see them all the way.
Yeah, they never season them, but, you know, it's fine. The fact that a northern spot had a southern dish, I can appreciate that, so.
I guess, yes. And after that, what did we do?
We went back to the hotel. Yeah, I think we went back to the hotel.
But we didn't do anything. We actually went and walked the boardwalk. Yeah. We walked down the boardwalk and took the weather was beautiful. So the night before, thunderstorms, like terrible. Apparently there was a tornado.
Really?
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. And so the next day we were so happy that it was like 84 degrees with a slight breeze. And
yeah, it was a cool breeze. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And we walked down the boardwalk and just took in the sights. And then we ended up going to
the Caesar's Playground,
the mall, walking through there. We got some Starbucks. Everybody got I love the little mini frappuccinos they have now. It's perfect for kids. He got the double chocolatey chip one, of course.
Sugar.
Of course, yes. And I had my normal passion tea lemonade, half sweetened, Trenta size.
No. I had the Trenta size, but I had to take it up a notch.
Well, that's what, because I realized that you just get tea, no lemonade, so it's already, like,
bland.
You need sugar. Sweetness. But he likes his tea way too sweet.
Yeah, it's not true. I don't like it, you know, diabetic sweet.
It's almost there.
It's not.
Anyway, then we went to, where did we go?
I think it's Suzai Sushi and Sake.
Yes, because sushi spot. Anytime there's sushi, Bert will have sushi.
Oh, yes. I told you I was Asian in one form of life. Just saying.
So I like very simple sushi. I enjoy rolls, but I like to keep it simple. So I usually get straight sushi, just sashimi.
And I told you guys before,
it's not sashimi. I get the nigiri or nigiri.
Nigiri.
Yes. Or people call it just sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you like
the maki.
The rolls.
The rolls.
Yes.
Yes.
So, but your roll was very, very good. It and was. I'm glad you asked for it without avocado.
Yeah. Typically, I like the avocado, but my wife is allergic to avocado, and I know she always wants to taste what's on my plate.
As wife should.
Mm. So I had it, you know, without avocado, but it was still delicious. I think the avocado would have taken it up, made it taste a little bit better, but, you know, again.
Like I said, you didn't have to get it without avocado. Mm,
true, but I did, so no worries.
That's sweet, yeah. My love. But yeah, that was just a quick snack. Because we weren't like hungry, but we weren't.
We didn't want to overeat. We wanted to keep our metabolism going. So
yes, we walked and
we're really waiting for dinner.
Yeah, exactly. So even though we had had the snack, we were enticed on the boardwalk by ice cream,
fried Oreos,
funnel cake, all that. So. We did stop. Khalil got some ice cream. You got some fried Oreos.
Which I shared because
there were so many of them.
Yeah. And not to mention, the lady asked me, I said, oh, hey, can I get fried Oreos? She said, yes. And what type of ice cream would you like on it? I said, what? I don't want any ice cream. And so you want powdered sugar and chocolate as well? I said, I don't want any of that. I'll just take the powdered sugar. It was just too much. It was too much.
Yeah, that's just too. That's diabetic. You know,
hey, now that I think back, you know, some vanilla bean ice cream would have been nice with the fried Oreos.
That's too much.
Well, it was hot outside. So
it was hot outside.
It was too much, but.
But yeah, I mean, it was. Delicious. We did have like a couple of good snacks. Oh, we ended up eating some. Way too salty nachos.
Oh, yeah, we dabbed in them and we
were like, Pier Park. Oh, that was way too salty. And then I had the hot dog and I shouldn't have because it was disgusting and it was pork hot dogs. So I don't really like pork hot dogs. I should know better, but I was a little hungry and I didn't want to be waiting for dinner starving.
We're talking 6:30-ish.
Yeah, the 6:30 because the reservation for dinner wasn't until 9:15. And I was like, okay. I don't want to get hangry on this man, so.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but when wives get hangry, it's not a pretty picture.
So, but I was so excited about dinner because, are you done, husband?
Mean. I'm done.
I was so excited about dinner, babe.
Think she's hangry now? Go ahead. I'm listening. So you're excited about dinner?
Because he was like raving about how you have to call 3 months in advance to get into this place, how they don't even have a true website. You don't even know their location till you have a confirmed reservation. I was like, ooh, this sounds really fancy and very like, you know.
She, fong, fong.
I know. So I dressed up all nice. I looked so pretty.
She did look pretty.
And we got in the car, and I made sure Khalil had on his, you know, navy blue pants and a polo. Everybody looks so cute. My husband looks so handsome.
I try.
And we went, and we showed up at this Italian restaurant called Chef
Vola's. Chef Vola's. Let me tell you. I heard about it on another website, and, you know, they were just saying how you needed a referral to get in and, you know, you had to book because they almost never have any type of reservations because it's just always packed. And they were right. I mean, when I finally did get the reservation, you know, the guy made sure to reassure me that they don't do any outside advertising and, you know, it was BYOB. So, you know, you're bringing your own stuff. You can choose what you want to drink. The menu is not posted anywhere. I think it changes frequently, probably less frequently than I imagined, but still, I mean,
And it's cash only. So imagine. Oh, yes, and cash only. We don't know what the menu looks like. You don't know the prices. And it's cash only. We just took out a ton of money because we had no idea.
None whatsoever. But when we got there, I mean, it's a little small spot. Maybe fit 75 people in there. Mm-hmm. But the food was amazing, guys.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was delicious.
I had the
veal. We started with the mozzarella, fresh mozzarella.
Oh, yeah. The fresh buffalo mozzarella with the tomato slices.
Roasted red peppers. Yes. Oh, that was so good. It was amazing. I never tasted such great roasted red peppers in my life. I don't know what they did to them. They were so good.
And then what else do we have?
I had the rack of lamb.
Yeah.
That was
with your choice really... of mint jelly or the mint Dijon jelly mustard.
Was really good.
Yeah, it was good.
Really good. And everything is a la carte, they say. So, like, even though I ordered rack of lamb, that's all it came with. So, you have to order your sides. We ordered a family style size portion of the spinach. Siciliana. Mm-hmm.
Siciliana.
That was good. Oh my God, the roasted garlic on top. It the just garlic melted just... in your mouth.
It was so soft that, I mean, it just mashed like butter. It was amazing.
So good.
Yeah.
And delicious. The spinach was very fresh.
It was. It wasn't overly salty. It wasn't, you know, tasteless. It was good.
Yes.
It was good.
And Khalil had the bolognese. Linguine with the beef bolognese. That was really good too. And that was supposed to be just like a side dish too.
Yeah. We asked the lady, okay, she asked us, do you want a small or a dinner portion? We said, oh, just a small one because we're thinking it's going to be enough for him. But that small portion could have fit all of us.
You had a side. I had a side. He ate some of it and we brought some home. Yeah. So the only thing we didn't bring home was
the dessert.
The rack of lamb.
Oh, but before we get dessert, I got to the, I had the veal. You could do it Milanese style or Parmesan style.
Yeah,
I did Parmesan style. It was so delicious.
It looked delicious.
It was
huge. I forgot to take a taste.
Yeah, she did, and it's gone now.
Oh, I'm sad now. Let's go back. But the best part, I mean, all the food was great, but the best part was dessert.
Mm.
Oh.
Khalil had what, the peanut butter mousse cake?
Talk about ending a good anniversary with a good dessert. Yes.
Actually, before we get dessert, talk about ending a good anniversary. So, I think I got a little tipsy.
Oh, yeah.
It's BYOB.
Yes, he drank like 3/4 of a wine bottle.
Rosé. It was great.
Ménage à trois rosé wine, which already you're having rosé wine. But...
what's the matter with having rosé wine?
I think rosé wine is very girly.
Man, talk about a blow. I had my rosé wine and that was nice. I was trying to drink wine with my wife. She likes the red. And I've gone through my red phase.
I love red. I love rosé and I love white. It depends on what I'm eating. But I knew I was having Italian food and red really goes well with Italian food. So I had my ménage à trois.
We had this talk last week, kind of guys, about it doesn't matter what type of wine.
It doesn't, but, just... you know, like, I enjoy a red wine with tomato base
and I like
or
rosé,
meat.
So that's why I drink what I like.
I'm glad you like it, husband.
Yet it was girly, according to my
wife. I think it is girly.
I tell you guys. Anyway, dessert. So... Khalil had the peanut butter mousse cake.
Yeah, I didn't taste it.
I didn't either.
But I had the tiramisu. Oh, they...
the lady fingers soaked in Kahlua?
Yes. Oh, my God. It was so... I think that's the best tiramisu I've ever
had. Easy.
Second best tiramisu. First best. It was good.
Though.
And then you had the ricotta cake.
The ricotta pie.
Pie, yes.
Yes, it was like cheesecake.
It was so good. I would have gotten that. I mean, I wouldn't trade my tiramisu, but I was like, ricotta as a pie? That doesn't sound good. I don't know what... Ugh.
And you could get it either cold or warm.
He got it warm. I got it warm with and butter, it
was butterscotch and rum.
Rum. Oh. It was good. I need that again in my life.
Let's go now. We can go this weekend. Chef Hollis. We're just coming for dessert, guys. We're just coming for dessert.
I wonder if they'll let us call in and just be like, can we just get dessert?
Just dessert. That's all I want.
Oh,
I,
my
I
God. And they brought, like, tea with it, and that was perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, ended the night. We got home, and all we could do was go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. I definitely went comatose.
Yeah, he did. What a way to end our anniversary. I was like, babe, that's a great... And he was snoring.
Mm-hmm. I was. Sorry. What can I say?
Mm-hmm. Either way, it was a great anniversary. Lots of great food. And, you know, it was our first one with all three of us there. But it didn't end up being so bad after all.
It didn't.
I mean, we had a few moments, you know, in the evening to ourselves when he fell asleep. And mm-hmm. I don't think it was that bad. It wasn't as bad as we expected it to be.
No.
There were a couple things we didn't get to do. He had planned for us to go do a winery tour.
And the comedy show.
Which we, both of those would have been, well, the comedy show was just out, period. You had to be 21 to go. And the winery tour, I just felt like he would be bored and making it a miserable experience for us if we went. So I opted out of doing that.
I mean, the boy huffed and puffed on the boardwalk.
Oh, my God. You would think that this man, this boy, was not seven, but yet 70, the way that he complains about walking. But overall, I thought it was a really good anniversary and way to start the summer of our date nights, at least until we get another little person in this house. Exactly. And then we got to find a babysitter.
Exactly. But next was on you.
What?
Next date night you're planning.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, yeah. We'll have to figure out our date night schedule because I was just thrown that right now. I didn't know that I was planning.
You heard it here first.
So, you know, we used to do a date night every month. And that's when we were in Florida. We used to do a date night every month. But now we don't do it every month because we've had a hard time having sitters or stuff like that.
We don't know nobody.
So we kind of fell off, and when we did it every other month, you know, every other month we took turns planning it, so you knew when it was your turn. Exactly. Now you just sprung it on me like, oh, well, next one yours, your turn.
So here's the start of it, and now we have to reinforce our plan. As you know,
is it going to be once a month? We only have 2 months by ourselves. You want to do once a week?
That's a lot.
That's not okay. Once every other week?
Okay. Once every other week.
Fine. Yeah. So when does it start?
So you guys heard it. Once every other week for us. So the question is, when are you going to plan for yours?
Exactly.
All right. So you guys drop us a line. Ask us, you know, if you want some more ideas. Again, check out the post show notes on it. We'll definitely have those up. So you guys can check that out. Drop me a line, chef@bertdumas.com. That's BERTDUMAS.com. Submit any questions or comments you guys may have about the show, or those challenging culinary questions you got for our next Q&A episode. but thank you, my lovely wife, for joining me today.
You're welcome.
I just know, guys, I check that email every day, and I definitely love hearing from you. So don't hesitate to hit me up. All right. Also, check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and now we're on TuneIn. So all you gotta do is search either At the Dinner Table or Bert Dumas. Either way, it's gonna pop up. So again, check us out. Subscribe. All right. So thanks again for listening in. I am headed back to the kitchen to test, to create, and most of all, have fun. I'll meet you guys here at the dinner table later for more good conversation. See you soon.
Bye.